This is the Living Homegrown Podcast, episode 172. I'm back.
Welcome to the Living Homegrown Podcast, where it's all about how to live farm fresh without the farm. To help guide the way to a more flavorful and sustainable lifestyle is your host, national PBS TV producer and canning expert, Teresa Lowe.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I know I have been away for a while. This is the Living Homegrown Podcast, and I'm your host, Teresa Lowe. And this is where we talk about living farm fresh without the farm. And that can mean preserving the harvest, small space food growing, and just taking small, simple steps towards living a more sustainable lifestyle. All the different ways that we can live closer to our food, even if we have little or no garden space at all. If you want to learn more about any of these topics or any of my online courses, just visit my website, livinghomegrown.com. Okay, so you guys are probably wondering what happened to me because right at the end of December, I came out with episode 171 on heirloom flowers, and then I went radio silent. And I never meant to be gone this long, but I wanted to come on and do this special episode explaining why I was taking a break, what's going on with my life, because many of you have been writing to me and you were worried. And I totally understand being worried because I have consistently for 3 years now, had this podcast going every week, and you know that I have a history of cancer and that I have had many things happen in my life over the last few years that I've shared with you. And so naturally, you guys were concerned, like, did my cancer come back? Am I sick? Is something wrong with my family? Did someone die? So I want to put everything, all of those worries to rest. Everything is fine. And I want to explain what I've been up to, what's going on, and what's going on with this podcast and my Living Homegrown business altogether. So first of all, let me assure you that my health is fine. Yes, I am a breast cancer survivor. If you didn't already know that, about 7 years ago, I've been cancer-free for over 7 years, but everything is fine on that front. Everything is fine with my family and the health of my family. But the reason that I took this break is that after 3 years of weekly episodes and almost 2 million downloads, I started to get a little stressed out right at the end of 2018. And I want to explain what was going on. So I love connecting with you. I love podcasting. It is my jam. I love the medium and I love the people that I can bring to you. I love interviewing some of the most amazing people in the homesteading, food, and garden world. But the truth is that right at the end of 2018, I was starting to get spread a little too thin because my business has been really taking off. And I just knew that I had to take a couple things off of my plate for a while. And one of the things that I took off my plate was my podcast. I put a lot of effort into making this a stellar podcast. We are broadcast quality. We have won all kinds of awards and I bring on some really top-notch people. And that it does take a lot of time and effort for both me and my team to put this podcast together. And I knew that as we were going into the holidays that I was getting spread too thin. So my initial intention was really just to take it off for a few weeks, and that turned into a few months. And that was when I started just recently. I'm getting daily inundated with emails worried about what's going on. So that's why I'm making this episode, because I want to like lay all my cards on the table. So in today's podcast, I want to catch you up on a few things going on in my business and my life, all good things, and assure you that I'm okay. But I also want to explain why I'm putting the podcast on hiatus for just a little bit longer so that I can get recharged and reorganized. But I want to get caught up on a couple things with you guys. So many of you have written in and asked me about my farmstead in Northern California. And so I want to talk about that first. I live in Los Angeles. For those of you who this may be your very first episode, I really invite you to go back and listen through some of the previous episodes because there is so much wonderful content here on homesteading and organic gardening and artisan food crafts. But my story is that I live here in Los Angeles and we homestead on 1/10 of an acre with my family. I have two sons. One is 20, one is 18, and my husband. And we love gardening and living here in Los Angeles. But I am also restoring an 1892 farmstead and orchard up in Northern California. And this was a project that I have been doing together with my parents. We started it, 5 or 6 years ago? So I was restoring the 14 acres around the property, and my parents were restoring the 1892 farmhouse on the property. And there's an episode, which I will link to in the show notes, which take you through what it's like at the farmstead. It's where I walked around the property and recorded. And there's a clip there of my father who was helping me with doing the restoring. Well, unfortunately, my father passed away really suddenly just a couple of years ago. And so several of you have written in and asked, what's going on with the property? And I have continued the work on the property. It did slow me down quite a bit, obviously, but I'm still working on the land around the house. And we have added elderberries to the property. We have added pluots and pluaries to the orchard. Now, a pluot is a hybrid between a plum and an apricot. And a pluary is a hybrid between a plum and a cherry. And they are amazing fruits, absolutely delicious, and they make fantastic jam and preserves. So we have added, wherever there was a tree that we had lost or there was an empty space where maybe a tree had been there before, I have added in some of those trees as well as some quince and a couple of apples that we wanted for cider making. So all of that is still happening there on the property, and I still fly up there to the property on a regular basis and am taking care of those 14 acres. I've also continued to prune, shape, and restore the 65 fruit trees that were already on the property. Some of them were in horrible shape, as you might remember from previous episodes, and they are in really good shape now. We have really open canopies. We are getting delicious fruit. We've pruned back where they had any disease or problems. And yes, some of these trees are over 100 years old. And I know if I were to, you know, be a farmer in production, people would tear those out and put in new. But for me, there's a historical aspect to this orchard. And I want to keep those trees that have the history of the area. It's a minor town that we live in, and some of those trees have been handed down through generations and even brought in from across the country. And so I wanted to keep those trees, even though we don't know what all of them are, there is a history to them. And to me, that was important to tell the story to keep those trees on the property. So I work very diligently to keep those trees alive and in production, and they're doing great. We've also added, some people were asking me what, you know, we added any flowers or anything like that. And yes, we do have some planted areas around the property, around the orchard. I've added in dahlias and narcissus from my dear friend Erin Benzekine of Florette Farm. I will have a link in the show notes for her. She's been on the podcast many times. She has very unusual dahlias and very unusual narcissus, and we have been slowly adding those to different areas of the property. It's getting quite beautiful. And let's see what else. We discovered that there are some old grapevines, and I can't remember if I ever mentioned them on an episode before, but there was a section of brambles next to the orchard that I thought was just blackberry brambles. And one time when I was up there, we saw peeking through the brambles that there was a grapevine sticking out. I was shocked to know that there was something alive under there that, you know, had been cultivated before. So we took the time to remove all the brambles, and there were two rows of really, really old ancient grapevines. And we have restored those. And it turned out that we had both green and red eating grapes in there that absolutely are amazing. I'm not sure what they are, but they have been very productive. And once they got some sunshine, they really took off. They had not been irrigated. You know, in California, we have to do irrigation in the summer. They had not been irrigated, but they were so old. They had very, very deep roots, and they have been just fine. They obviously have tapped into something underneath, and they have been doing fantastic. So that was another thing that's all been really good happening up at the farmstead. Now, the other thing that I wanted to tell you guys, which was very exciting that happened at the end of 2018, is that this podcast, the Living Homegrown podcast, was inducted into the Taste Awards Hall of Fame. And the Taste Awards, it celebrates the best achievements in food entertainment. So it was a huge, huge honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. It was not something that we had applied for. We didn't even know we were in the running for it. And then we ended up winning and getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And it meant that this podcast was placed right alongside some really awesome programs like Barefoot Contessa, the Food Network Iron Chef series, Pioneer Woman, that cooking show, The Pioneer Woman. All of them were also inducted into the Hall of Fame. So to have the Living Homegrown podcast be right next to some of the people who are legends in the food industry was a real honor for us. So I was super excited about that. And what was kind of bittersweet was at the same time, I was deciding to take a break from the podcast. And so I want to explain why I did that. So the third thing that I want to share with you is really the reason that I took everything and put it on hiatus for a while. So my business, Living Homegrown, has totally exploded in 2018. I still have a canning course. We have a productivity course, but I also do coaching within Living Homegrown, helping garden writers, food writers, and wellness bloggers turn their content into online courses and workshops, just like I did. So for the last few years, people have seen how my Living Homegrown business has taken off and is able to support my family, and they wanted to learn how to do it too. And some of the biggest names in the food and garden industry that I've had on this podcast have gone on to become my coaching clients. So they have gone on to launch workshops and courses, and you may have even seen some of them launch in really huge, massive ways and have incredible products that they are putting out that are within the food and the garden and artisan food craft niche. And it's been so exciting and rewarding for me to help them get their message out in the world. Because here's the thing, so many food bloggers, garden bloggers, and authors have so much talent and fantastic information, and they put their book out, but they don't always reap the rewards of their efforts. In other words, they don't always make that much money from their book. Or even if their book is hugely successful, it has a shelf life. So it has a big spike when it comes out, and then it slowly starts dwindling down. All the publicity starts dwindling down, and so they start not reaching as big of an audience. In both cases, there's so many people that are not learning directly from that author or blogger or teacher, and they have so much to give and to offer and to help people in the world. And so when they learn how to take that information and create a course or a workshop or a coaching program where they are helping other people learn how to do organic gardening or learn how to do organic flower farming or learn how to do landscaping in their backyard themselves. And they're learning from a master who has been doing it for a long time or who has written several books or has an incredible blog on how to do this. Then there's this trickle down effect. And I love being part of that trickle down effect in that I'm helping them get their message out into the world. And by so doing that, they are helping so many more people and reaching so many more people and getting more people involved in homesteading and urban gardening and flower farming and landscaping and all of those things. So it's been hugely, hugely rewarding. You may have even noticed if you follow any of the people who have been on this podcast that they have gone on to launch some of these products and really have fantastic success. So that's been a super fun thing. But there's also another part of my business that I have never discussed here on the podcast. And that is that so many people, after I coach them on running their business and their business takes off, they then need to learn how to build a team around them to help support them. So their business starts growing and they can no longer manage it themselves. And that's something that I had to learn to manage myself. And so over the last year or two, that has also become part of my practice. It's not something that I have broadcast. It's not something that in the past I have ever shared with anyone, but that part of my practice, just from word of mouth, had a long wait list. So in about mid-2018, in order to continue to help my coaching clients and to help them build their teams, I handed off Living Homegrown to my team. So for the last half of the year, my team ran Living Homegrown for me, and I was focusing on coaching, helping people create courses, launch their courses, and then build their teams to support them in their new businesses. And I was working through the long wait list of people who were asking for help. And very quickly, I was maxed out on time. And I couldn't spend the time I wanted to helping the people that I wanted to. I started just trying to fit the podcast in here or there so that I could do the recordings and the connections that I needed to make with my guests. And I started to get a little stressed out because I definitely had way too much on my plate. And I didn't feel that I could deliver the high value that this podcast was known for. Right at the end of the year, I did my last batch of recording. And at that point, I decided to very suddenly take a few weeks off. My plan was to take just a couple of weeks off because I needed to regroup. And I ended up taking a couple of months off, which you guys have all noticed. Now, this totally gave me a chance to catch my breath, which is what I needed. I couldn't be creative. I couldn't bring everything I had to the table for the podcast or for Living Homegrown or to my coaching clients when I was spread too thin. So it definitely served that purpose. But the truth is that I am actually going to keep this podcast on hiatus for just a little bit longer because I need to settle in my two businesses. I definitely have two separate businesses. I have Living Homegrown and I have my coaching practice. And I absolutely live and breathe Living Homegrown. Living farm fresh without the farm, that's me. That's my style. That's the way I live. So I can't step away from making cheese and sourdough bread and doing organic gardening because that's who I am. So I can't step away from it even if I wanted to. And I love sharing all of this information with you guys. And I love bringing you the latest authors and bloggers and the latest, greatest recipes and the greatest gardening tips, all of that. I love doing all of that. But when I started to get really stressed out at the end of 2018, I knew that I had to be really mindful of my health and my stress level and my time with my family. I couldn't sacrifice more time with my family in order to keep the podcast going. And this was especially true to be mindful of the stress level and my health, given the fact that I'm a cancer survivor. I never, ever want to sacrifice my health. And so I had to be very, very mindful. So that meant dialing a couple things back. And even if it's a temporary dial back, I had to dial things back. So that, my friends, is why you haven't heard from me over the last several weeks or last couple of months. I didn't want you guys to be worried about me, and I wanted to share the truth behind why I very suddenly disappeared. The thing is, I love you guys. I love podcasting. I just needed a little break, and I want you guys to understand what I'm up to, what I'm working towards. And if you are on my email list, then I am going to be sending out more regular communications just to keep you guys updated on where I'm at and what's going on, both with the farmstead that I am restoring, my other practice that I'm working on, and this podcast as well. So I didn't want you guys to worry at all. thank you so, so much for all of your kind emails and your inquiries onto how everything was going. And I apologize for not making this broadcast sooner so that you guys weren't worried. And I just want to also wish you a fantastic week. And remember, until next time, just try to live a little more local, seasonal, and homegrown. Take care, everybody.
That's all for this episode of the Living Homegrown Podcast. Visit livinghomegrown.com to download Teresa's free canning resource guide and find more tips on how to live farm fresh without the farm. Be sure to join Teresa Lowe next time on the Living Homegrown Podcast.